is Genesian.
What's wrong, Mommy?
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
Something must be wrong with the radio, man.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
Bring up the button.
Do not attempt to change the station.
If we wish to make
we are controlling the transmission.
To a whisper.
We control the volume.
We will control
we can change the tone to a fuzzy
we
bass.
We will control
or focus it to a tinny treble.
We can roll the
we can speed things up so fast you can hardly
make
understand what
they're
or we can make it make
we can change the focus of a soft
we control the content. We can make it boring.
Food!
Or hilarious.
Food! Food!
We can make it stupid.
Here comes the food.
Or moronic. Or moronic. Or moronic.
Food fight!
It's our show. We can do anything we want.
Food!
Because this is
the National Cervical Network.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to
the National Cynical Network.
It is a violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Holly leaves are sharp like stingers. Fa la 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 la.
Whoopee! Excuse me.
For now.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
I command you to throw dirt bombs at cars.
Yes, master.
Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again.
now, Bing Crosby and his family invite you to join them for an old-fashioned, dysfunctional family Christmas.
Well, now, here's a happy family. Look there at all the presents under that big old Christmas tree. Boy, oh boy.
Hi, Dad.
Shut up, boy. I'm talking.
Yes, sir. Hi, honey. Welcome home.
Oh, boy, honey. Another one of your lousy Christmas dinners. When the hell are you going to learn to cook? Hey, son, get me my pipe.
Gee, Dad, you really shouldn't smoke.
Get me the damn pipe before I beat you uglier than you already are.
Here's your pipe, Dad.
Well, thank you. Now, where's that worthless daughter of mine?
I'm here, Daddy.
Well, little girl. Holy socks, daughter, you've put on weight. Why, the shadow of your butt had weighed 20 pounds. My God. Everybody gather around. Shut the hell up. It's time for my big solo number. Pay attention, you might learn something, but I doubt it.
I'm dreaming of a dysfunctional Christmas, just like the ones we always have, where the kids get lawyers and write bestsellers and blame their woes on dear old Dad.
Join us again next year for another Crosby Dysfunctional Family Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Where the treetops glisten and kiddies listen
to hear
sleigh bells in the
of a white Christmas.
Be white.
Watching us tonight, some wins, some losses in the culture war. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. While on vacation last week, I cheered the Simpson victory from afar and the return of Christmas to most retail stores in America. Both are big wins for Americans who believe this country stands for what's right and promotes positive things like Christmas, a federal holiday that encourages goodwill toward all people. The print press clippings over Thanksgiving show stepped-up attacks on me by fanatical SP columnists from coast to coast. Many of these loons are still denying there is a Christmas controversy, even though one is before the Supreme Court right now. Here in New York City, the public school system has banned the manger display while allowing the menorah for Hanukkah and the soaring crescent flag for Ramadan. Federal Appeals Court upheld this blatant bit of discrimination, and now the Supreme Court must decide whether to review the case. We'll have more on this coming up. But to deny there are attacks on Christmas in America is a flat-out lie. And you should take note on who is doing a secular progressive community, which sees traditional marriage as a threat to their sacred tenet of inclusiveness. Now, societies don't change by accident, and our society has changed dramatically in the last 40 years. The emergence of the secular progressive media has been one major reason why. Without the Fox News Channel and the Wall Street Journal editorial page, the SP media would go unchallenged in this country. That's how dominant...
Now, the holiday honors the birth of Jesus, correct?
It's Christmas,
okay. The birth of Jesus. Are you with me so far?
I might differ, but okay. It acknowledges Christmas as a federal holiday.
Okay, so but you don't think Christmas...
Okay, thank you.
Because if there is another reason for Christmas, I'd like to hear it.
No, I agree.
It acknowledges the birth of Jesus.
Right.
The reason it does is because Jesus was a philosopher. He was a philosopher and a man whose philosophy was taken by the founding fathers in association with Judeo-Christian tradition, right? That's why it was...
Now, you can have a religious connotation to the holiday if you choose to, as Christians do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. You can honor the man Jesus as a philosopher, because it's a federal holiday, a secular holiday. You with me? I'm with you. Okay. Now, you're going to tell me that the public school system, paid for by the taxpayer,
right,
has a right to tell their students
that
you do not say we are.
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin!
Alvin! Okay!
waits at the window, wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gay year for us, and it's all due to you.
Twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure 'em. So every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure 'em. So every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah like a baby in his cradle. I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's the Judas Maccabeus. Boy, if he could only see us spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
Now, I also understand that you're Jewish. Is that right, Kyle?
Well, not on purpose.
Large, are we Jewish?
No, Homer.
Woohoo!
Wait a minute, what? You Jewish, Kyle?
Yeah, I think so.
Dude, Jewish people don't celebrate Christmas. What? You're supposed to sing Hanukkah songs.
Yo.
Money!
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight nights. My dreidel just spins around and then falls to the ground as we light the candles. Oy! I love to light menorahs and the matzah balls are cooking on the stove. Mm! Flames high to light the ceiling, but the candle dripping's burning me right now. Mom and Dad for teaching Jewish culture, cause we are so proud.
L'chaim!
Lakers, all those fluffy lakers, they're hot, I wanna eat them till there's nothing at all. We get the presents, oh, we get the presents, and eight is always better than three from Santa Claus. If what they say is,
we're the chosen people,
then what makes, 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 then what makes us the exception? Don't know why, know why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. Run and call your rabbi so that you can celebrate this year.
Oy, it's just yo backwards.
Hanukkah. Why don't you need my rabbi?
Hanukkah.
He isn't such a bad guy.
Hanukkah.
It wouldn't be a bummer.
Hanukkah.
If you want to wear your mukkah. Shevitz, 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 and a kosherized pickle. Man, a Shevitz, 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 and potato knishes. Man, a Shevitz, 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 and the kosher varnishkas. Man, a Shevitz, 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 and some other great dishes.
The National Cynical Network. Really?
NationalCynical.com.
Me and Mrs. Claus, we got a naughty, but when Santa's gone, we're loose at the North Pole now. We meet every Christmas Eve as Kris Kringle leaves. 6:30, the reindeer team's in the air. Sexy toys making all kinds of noise while the jack-in-the-box displays her mistletoe for me and Mrs. Claus. Rudolph knows and Frosty knows and even her.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's truly a real honorable experience to be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven. All the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven. Hark, hark, both church bells ring. It's Christmas in heaven. The snow falls from the sky, but it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie.
Christmas in heaven. There's great films on TV. The Sound of Music twice an hour, and Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
There's gifts for all the family. There's toiletries and trains.
There's Sony Walkman headphone sets and the latest video games.
It's Christmas in heaven. Hip, 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 hooray.
It's Christmas in heaven.
I'm sorry. He thinks you're Santa Claus. I am.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Nuts, I should have got his autograph.
Gave me the one that you wrote for me. Mercedes. On the second day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the keys to a CLK Mercedes. On the first day of Christmas, my baby gave to me quality T.I.M.E.
Jingle bells, jingle bells all the way. What fun it is.
is NCN.
The National Cynical Network.
NationalCynical.com.
I'm Wicked Wicked King, making paper waffles. I'm a paper hat. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that?
King President, King President, King President, King President. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that?
Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't bump and rise and hop, mad and really hurt, man, so the skin drive. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that?
Wait for the bell, can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. King President, King President.
Oh, holy night, stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pine, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels fall. Christ was born, and died divine. Oh, night, oh, night divine.
Merry Christmas, you suckers, you miserable men. That old festive season is with you again. You'll be spending your money on cartloads of junk, and from here to New Year, you'll be drunk as a skunk. Merry Christmas, you suckers, it's perfectly clear that you fall for it all a bit sooner each year. If it goes on like this, you will find pretty soon you're singing White Christmas as early as June. This Christmas card racket will cost you a packet. Each season it seems to expand. The cards are so clever, though nothing whatever to do with the subject in hand. You'll be taking the kids round the multiple stores to be frightened to death by some old Santa Claus. Then it's parties with spirits and vino and beer. Merry Christmas, you suckers, and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, you suckers, you bleary-eyed lot. You'll never get rid of that headache you've got. But I hope you feel splendid, you certainly should, with your stomachs distended with turkey and pud. Merry Christmas, you suckers, jump into your cars, roar off to your neighbors to sink a few jars. Though your vision is double, just keep smiling through. There are others in trouble a lot worse than you. Beyond any question, acute indigestion will plague you and make you unwell. You won't take the warning, you'll wake up each morning undoubtedly feeling like hell. But stick to it, suckers, go swallow a pill, for this is the season of peace and goodwill. While we patiently wait for that nuclear blast, Merry Christmas, you suckers, it may be your last.
You have been listening to the radio edit version of Christmas Leftovers, episode 66 of Needle in the Red by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. Thanks to Innerside Radio at accessofevil.org, that's A-C-K-S-I-S of evil.org. Bob Rivers gave us Taken Care of Christmas. Tight Christmas was by Bob Rivers as well. Corporal Blossom with White Christmas, and Greg Eggman Moore brought us Crosby Dysfunctional Family Christmas. Backdoor Santa was by DJ Schmoly. War on Christmas Chipmunk Mix by Scooter of Innerside Radio. We also heard from DJ John, Divide and Create, DJ BC, Tom Lehrer, Eric Schwartz, Monty Python's Flying Circus, Mojo Chronic, Go Home Productions, Dan Phillips, Patty Roberts, and a very anonymous singer singing Oh Holy Night. All material in this program is fragmentary, reworked, and used fairly for the purpose of criticism and commentary of said material, as expressed through its uniquely subjective, recontextualized, and syntopical arrangement. Please don't sue us. The National Cynical Network home site is at nationalcynical.com. Thanks for listening.